A Delaware judge says he's still planning for the biggest media trial in decades to start tomorrow. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Fox News over lies it broadcast about the company and its voting machines in the 2020 election. Now, the trial was supposed to start today, but it was put on pause for 24 hours. The parties are negotiating a possible settlement. NPR's David Folkenflik joins us from Wilmington. David, what's going on?
Good morning, A. Well, it was kind of a funny moment this morning. It was very brief. Judge Eric M. Davis of the Delaware Superior Court came into a courtroom packed with journalists and almost entirely bereft of attorneys. You know, the legal teams were not there. They had duties elsewhere. The judge said, you know, here's how jury selection is going to work tomorrow, and then we'll proceed on our case. But as you suggested, what the lawyers are doing is seeing if there's a deal to strike, which would, you know, stave off this six-week trial for a 10-figure sum of over $1 billion, $1.6 billion, and it's giving them a little space. Fox says Dominion has dropped its demands for how much it wants by $600 million. Dominion just countered just a few minutes ago by saying our $1.6 billion figure that we're seeking in damages stands, we're going to present more evidence to that case ahead.
If they were to strike a settlement, what would that sound like, David?
Well, so there are two components to it, obviously. There would be an enormous amount of money involved, and the Murdochs have proven to be willing to pay hundreds of millions of dollars when required to avoid greater harm and greater potential financial exposure and also perhaps personal corporate exposure for the Murdochs themselves, Rupert and Lachlan at the top of that pyramid. So you would think that if Dominion says it wants over $1.5 billion, that Fox would have to pay a ton of money, many hundreds of millions, maybe even $1 billion, to prevent it from going to a jury. But secondarily, there's the question of the apology. Dominion has said from the outset that it wanted an apology for election lies, election fraud lies put out there by Fox repeatedly in the days and weeks after the November 2020 elections to curry favor with disappointed voters of then-President Donald Trump, who represented their core audiences. And Dominion says they want that as prominently, that apology as prominently as they ever got the lies put out, so on the same kinds of primetime shows. The question of how stingy or how limited that apology or admission of wrongdoing is will probably greatly influence the dollar figure that Dominion is able to secure, because Fox does not really want to have to go in front of its viewers and acknowledge that. So we'll see whether or not a dollar figure, were there a settlement to be reached, is the apology itself.
And at the end of this, how important is this case to understanding Fox News and the media?
Look, I think this is probably the most important media-related defamation case in about four decades, and it will go a long way to determine what the extent is of the protections of freedom of speech for the press and also the limits on how irresponsible the press can be. The lies have been proven to be the case, as the judges acknowledged. Secondarily, it shows us so much about Fox itself, this singular political and business enterprise, as well as a big name in news.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.